Okay, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'm back live today. I was out a couple days of first part of the week again with dental surgery. And so if I'm not all here today, folks, you'll know why. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm still feeling the after effects of a couple days of dealing with the dentist. So anyway, I'll be back live, though, the rest of this week and pick up where we left off last week. And we're going to be talking today with Pastor Tony Alamo for 2 hours. And I've been asked to bring Pastor Alamo back by many listeners. He was with me on February 21st and March 7th. And we're going to pick up right after this short segment here, right after the break, with Pastor Tony Alamo. There's a lot of questions people had regarding Pastor Alamo's life, how he was set up by the FBI for spreading the Word of God, preaching the Bible, talking openly about the Vatican connection to the New World Order. And in fact, the last interview we had on FBI agent John Peeler, who was assigned to bring down Pastor Alamo illegally. And boy, that was quite an interview, as John Peeler since has left the FBI, apologized to Pastor Alamo for what he did. And we're going to talk today a lot about the state of different churches in America and what's happened. We talk on this show a lot about how many Christian organizations have been infiltrated. You know, when you listen to President Bush, how can he say he is a Christian and follows the Word of God? We're going to discuss all this deception with Pastor Alamo. But let me first mention one story that you won't hear about anywhere else but on this show. We started something about 6 months ago called the Tour of Hope. And this, along with a man from Italy named Leo Zagami, he's a former Monte Carlo P2 Lodge member who has decided to out the Vatican at the highest levels in Italy, and including their connections here to our government's foreign and domestic policy. Well, we came up with this idea to start the Tour of Hope, which are groups all over the country and all over the world that start with a committee of hope, maybe 5 or 6 people, who are not afraid to spread the message of the Vatican-led New World Order, a message that needs to be heard. Well, what happened? There's a woman in California, in Venice Beach, named Hetty, who I've known for over a year, and Hetty has been homeless for a long time, and but a very, very bright woman who has done a number of things in the Patriot community. And so she started a Tour of Hope in Venice Beach, and this was, let's say, about a month ago. Now, Hetty has been living in and around that area for a long time, and if you know that area like I do, there are many, many homeless people there, and there are places where they can go. There's a place where they can shower, things like that. Well, anyway, Hetty paid some money and opened up a booth on the Venice boardwalk. And she began to spread the message of the Vatican-led New World Order, the message that we spread on this show, along with people like Pastor Alamo, who's been doing this for over 30 years, sending brochures and passing brochures out to people all over the place, all over the world. Well, Hetty started to do that on the Venice boardwalk, and it lasted about 3 weeks, she said. And she said, for some strange reason, although she's been there for over a year, she was arrested just last week for vagrancy. And I think it has something to do with what the message she was starting to spread on the Venice boardwalk. Well, anyway, we'll keep in touch with Hetty, and we'll be back right after this short message with Pastor Tony Alamo.
Safely Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, we're back for our first segment. My guest today is Pastor Tony Alamo, and he's an inspiration to everyone in America who's trying to get at the truth. It's not easy in this country these days to even get close to the truth. Pastor Alamo has learned it a long, long time ago, over 3 or 4 decades ago. Pastor Alamo left Hollywood in his career, as we discussed earlier, and began to spread the word of the Bible and God, and wasn't afraid to confront the Vatican-led New World Order years ago, and as over the years, his message has spread all over the world. He's on many, many different radio shows weekly. He has passed out literally millions of brochures alerting people about this Vatican-led New World Order. And Pastor Alamo, I opened the show with a story that just happened in Venice Beach regarding a woman who was trying to do the same thing and was just arrested for vagrancy, although they didn't say it was for passing out literature about the Vatican. She said she'd been there for over a year, but when she started doing this mysteriously, she was arrested the other day. This is an incredibly difficult message to get across. How have you survived all these years, Pastor?
Well, first of all, survival is of the Lord. If I know that when a person is really keeping the commandments and you're coming on very strong, the way that I believe that a person survives is that you uncover everything that you know about that wicked organization. It's like they run the media. The Bible states that Satan would be given a mouth in the last days, and that's what the mouth is. It's the Vatican's control of the FCC and all the other news agencies. And so the reason back in the 40s, they conned the United States to join the United Nations. And the Lord told me that the way to destroy the works of the Vatican is to not be afraid of it, but to attack it. That's what they do. They're the ones that are frightened. Because if everyone knows that the Vatican is the root of everything that's going on in the world, not only the United States, but the entire world, then they know that they have to start causing confusion on Earth to get everybody's mind off of what you're telling about them. They're the root or the mother of every abomination that's happening on Earth, God said. Now, you know, a lot of people listen to people, but, you know, according to the scriptures, we have to listen to God. So then because I believe God, I've given my life to him 42 years ago, almost 43, in September it'll be 43. And so Susie died in April 8th, 82, I cried to the Lord. I said, what am I going to do now? She's been the one that does all the preaching and everything. I said, give me the ability to write, to teach and to preach. And he said, I will. But he said, if you don't teach the things that I tell you, and if you don't distribute the things that I tell you, you will be destroyed. And that should be a lesson to everybody that loves the United States of America, that loves your own soul, and loves the souls of the people in your family, in your church, your friends, your enemies. We're supposed to be treat everyone as though it's the Lord. But not when we know they're Satan. We're not allowed to. We're supposed to shake the dust of our feet off of those kind of people. We're not to fellowship with them at all. And so I realized that, and when people say, how did you overcome all these things? I overcame them by simply following the things that the Lord told me to do. He said, get the message out, and you will not be destroyed. If you don't, you will be destroyed, because then people will not know what you're all about. So I immediately set forth to write the first piece of literature and to get one thing that we have that a lot of people have, too. They have like an army of people in a lot of these churches, but they don't, they're not consecrated to the Lord. And the reason for consecration is that that God purchased us with his the blood of his precious son on the cross at Calvary. And so he required consecration means that we're placed under his, we're not under the penalty of the law anymore. We're under the, you know, we have to keep the law or else we'll be under the penalty of the law. But if we do what he says, then we're going to be protected. We began receiving the all the things that are the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven. We have his protection. We have healing. We have everything. We can cast out devils. We can do all the things that the Lord tells us to do. But if he sees that we're reluctant and that we are afraid, that's why in the book of Revelation it says the fearful and unbelieving will spend eternity in the lake of fire. Not only will we be murdered, killed, but will be destroyed. So the Vatican is a powerful satanic organization, but it has no power over godly people, God. They may throw you in prison because the Lord said they will, and they might kill you, but one thing they can't do is cast your soul into hell. The Lord said, don't fear him who can just take your life, which is the devil, but fear him who can take your life and cast your soul into hell. And so I'm afraid of God. I'm not, and it's a good thing. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of the Lord is wisdom. So what I do is I just do what the Lord says. And so far, this has been 25 years ago that I started taking over after Sue died. So far, the only thing that he's done is character assassination. They degrade you with their lies. They make everybody think that you're worse than Adolf Hitler and everything. And I suppose the fact that they're the ones that are using, once you join the United Nations, I mean, we are the actual muscle of the United Nations. Without us having joined the United Nations, they could not use us to go all over the world and fight their battles for them. And the battle is that they want to rule every nation in the world. That's what the Bible says. And so what they're doing is using our manpower here in the United States to go over to all these different countries that we have no business in. And the only reason they're doing it, they're saying, well, we want to spread democracy. Democracy, according to the Vatican, is nothing more than dictatorship. And we have to expose these things. And, you know, I really admire you, Greg, because you're a fearless type person as well. I mean, you let these things be aired, and you've been under threat just like I have. But to me, I'd rather accept the threat from the Lord. He says, either do these things and you'll be destroyed, or else if you do them, you will not be destroyed. And so far, I'm not destroyed. I'm, you know, alive and still kicking. And, you know, I love to do this. This is my favorite sport, especially when I know that the Lord has given me the formula of how to destroy Satan. And that is Satan's church, the Vatican. It's the world, and it's in charge of the world government and the media. And that's why they exalt the Pope and that demonic religion. And they exalt anybody that's evil and character assassinate and degrade and defame everybody that's really doing something for the Lord. Look at all these homosexual and pedophile people over there, and they go after people all over the world, just individuals that are and doing the same thing, but they won't prosecute. They'll throw a few of them away to make it look like they're right. And when you were saying, or your announcer, whoever it is there, that was saying that they're condemning this war, they're the ones that started it. And they say that to make themselves look innocent.
They're the ones who start the war. Then they get on the wrong. Then they tell us the war. They officially say the war is wrong, but they back everyone that's fighting the war. They operate.
They started the war, and then they say, "Oh, this war is awful. It's terrible." In other words, and they say, "We're against homosexuals," and almost every one of them are homosexuals. I mean,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and pedophiles and everything. It's like a double tongue thing. We hate this, and yet they're the ones that are doing it more than anybody else in the world. It's like the Bible, that's why the Bible says that the devil has deceived the whole world with this kind of jargon.
Right, and you know, they conveniently hide behind the Word of God and behind a priest's cloth and the Vatican power. And it's just amazing to me how much control they really have when you look at this. I mean, if people really understood that they were the ones pulling the purse strings of all the leaders of Israel, the Middle East, and our country, and foment war on both sides, people may begin to wake up, because usually what happens when you try to spread this message, people that aren't sure who's right and who's wrong claim that this is a religious bigotry. And I want to talk to you about this, because I've said publicly that the Vatican really isn't a religious organization. And if they were doing good things, tell me why you can't ever see that outside of their front charitable organizations they use. Why haven't they excommunicated Stalin, Hitler? Why haven't they come down hard on the immigration issue in our country that's destroying the middle class? All these things point to their evil. And Pastor Alamo, you've been telling this for years. We'll be back right after this short message with Pastor Tony Alamo.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Long time, no see. Short time for you and me.
Okay, we're back. My guest is Pastor Tony Alamo, and I did want to mention this. If you want to go to his website, it's www.alamo, that's A-L-A-M-O, ministries.com, and you can read many of his writings. And it's very interesting, and I think people should know this, that your message, this message is can be spread and can be told if people want to do that. And what I mean by that is you must speak out, and the Bible even tells us that. And I've learned that through reading and also the many guests on my show that have given me the inspiration to keep moving when a message that has been suppressed in the mainstream and alternative media. There are many Christian stations out there, many stations that are still covering this message, and Pastor Alamo's heard in many countries overseas and on many stations all over America, so you can listen to him. And if you go to his website, you can find out when and how to listen to Pastor Tony Alamo's message. Also, he has three different ministries and a new one, I believe, going up, but one in Texarkana, one in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and one in Santa Clarita, California, which is near Los Angeles. You have any plans for any new ministries, Pastor?
Well, we have actually... it's hard to receive this, but we have hundreds and I think even thousands of churches all over the world now that I, the pastors, are using my literature, and we support them as well with, you know, food, clothing, and other necessities like Bibles, literature, and things like that, because we want to get this word out. You know, if everybody started exposing the Vatican and the things that I'm bringing forth in my literature, they would be as safe as I am. So a lot of people, like you take, for instance, if I'm not telling the truth, then why is the Vatican and some of the branches of the Vatican, like the BATF, the FBI, the IRS, and all these people, why are they hiring people to assassinate me? They want to silence my mouth, why are they doing everything that they can through one of their branches called the Cult Awareness Network, which my attorney in New York destroyed, but they opened up under a new name. Why are they saying all these false things about me on the Internet to where people say, well, we don't want to listen to somebody like that? Realize that there's two sides of the story, but there's so many people, we have hundreds of distributors of my literature here in the United States, not including the ones that dwell at Elizabeth, New Jersey, where we have a church, and also Fort Smith, and near Texarkana, which is Powell, Arkansas, and over here in Los Angeles, we have a church at 13136 Sierra Highway, and we've been there for 40 years. And because they got out the word that I was dead, I put neon signs in front of the churches to say, no, this is the Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, and I'm very much alive. And then I went on radio to prove to people that these messages are not coming from the grave, they're coming from heaven. And through myself, and me, myself, and I, very much alive.
And right, and I, you know, I had our last interview, we did have on John Peeler, who was the FBI agent, one of the agents assigned to destroy your ministry and to put you in jail. He did say he was assigned to assassinate you, but did not accept it. He then leaves the FBI and comes forward with this story. And he told it to me almost a year ago, and it was just amazing after looking you up and talking with you what they've tried to do. You did spend 4 years in federal prison on an income tax charge that was trumped up, according to John Peeler also. So it's just been one thing after another, and the question is, if you are not telling the truth, why would they spend so much of an effort? Why even that effort that they've spent has been verified by an FBI agent who has since apologized to you, unless what you're saying is leading to the truth, Pastor Alamo? And why are they so frightened of this?
Well, the reason for it is they know that before I was a Christian, I was the number one promoter of different products, and they asked me to do the promotion for the whole Democratic Party, which I didn't do, and I did the promotion for Sonny and Cher and all that. And not just it isn't the temptation of I immediately, when I heard the voice of the Lord and when I had the supernatural experiences that I had, I totally consecrated myself to the Lord. And that means I realized that He is the one that bought me. I'm a slave of the Lord. I'm standing, you know, people, if they don't stand on that point, that the Lord bought us and that it's our reasonable duty. He gave His life for us and we should give His life to Him. So now, and even as far as 2 days ago, I was offered by the three top basketball people in the world to open a chain of health spas for them and to govern them. They said, we're playing basketball and we got this $120 million contract. So I have to walk away from those things because if I did something like that, I would not have the protection from the Lord. People have to give up this life that we're living right now. And when I do that and when I turn down all these different, a lot of people call them golden opportunities, and another one called about a chain of gas stations across the country that they want me to run. That just happened last night. And I just say, because they know my reputation. And so now the Vatican knows that I know promotion.
Okay, well, Pastor Alamo, I'm going to take a short break, come back in 3 minutes. If you want to call us, 800-313-9443. Back after this short message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and I did want to comment, Pastor Lamo, that that advertisement that just was on my show there on the Republic Broadcasting Network, I'm really happy that Father Martinez has decided to advertise and talk, but I totally disagree with what his message is, and that was that the Vatican is setting up the, or the Jews are responsible for all this. And I find it interesting, and I'd love to talk to Father Martinez on my show. So, Father, you're welcome to come on and speak, because I disagree with you on that assessment. I believe the Jewish people and the people that are working for the Vatican have been used to foment hatred towards them. And, you know, I've talked to many people. I get lately have been getting a lot of calls from Catholics, getting a lot of calls from even an old friend in Rome who's who knew me years when I worked there, who's now a traditional Catholic, trying supposedly to set me straight, that there are still good things going on in the Vatican. And I said I disagree totally, and I also disagree with Father Martinez, but he has every right to advertise and to come on my show and talk about it. But I think it's just the other way around, Pastor Lamo. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I don't have any thoughts of my own. I know that the Bible said that it's Rome and that it's not the Jews, and that the Jews would be restored to their homeland in the last days, and that we would be preaching the gospel to the Gentiles. We're the ones that wrote the Bible, and we're the ones in the last days. Yes, the Jews were disobedient to the Lord, and the Lord dispersed them all over the world, and he said as an end time sign, the Lord would send them back to their homeland. And, of course, there's the Vatican, which is the Antichrist. Now, if the Antichrist, there's good things going on in the Antichrist, I'd like to have Father Martinez say that, you know, explain that. The Bible says that they are the Antichrist, and it's the worst organization in the world, and that they're powered by that great red dragon, the devil. Now, what happened years ago is that a Jewish man, the Catholics got a hold of him and planted the protocols of the Elders of Zion in his pocket, and they murdered him and threw him into a whorehouse. And so everybody, then the Vatican used that document that they made up themselves to make it look as though the Jews were the ones trying to take over the world. But Bush is not a Jew. He is a staunch Catholic. As a matter of fact, he has built many memorials to the Catholic cult in Washington, D.C., and he states that he will do anything and everything that the Pope tells him to do. So, I mean, you know, this Father Martinez really is a liar. I mean, he's just another one of the plants of the Vatican that they use. They have so many. They're so clandestine. It's like one of my best friends, Avril Manhattan, wrote a book and stated that they are the worst. They are like termites. They bore themselves into every walk of life in the United States. And what they're doing is they're using our boys and girls, our young men and women, to go over and fight their battles so that they can take control of different countries. Former President Clinton boasts that he had bombed over 50 countries and brought them to the world control of the Vatican. I lived in Israel, and I know that those people are poor, and they're just trying to live peaceful in their own country. And to think that these weasels would use such an atrocious, totally opposite thing like that to destroy the Jews. That's why God says, I'll bless them that bless the Jew, and I'll curse those that curse the Jew. And the Vatican has done everything in its power to curse the Jew. As a matter of fact, they backed Hitler up. Hitler, when he pulled out of the United Nations because they were consuming Germany, that was the only smart thing that I ever knew that he did, is to get out of the UN. And if we are smart, we'll get out of there, because they can't use our young men and women to go over and control the world for them. This is so ridiculous. It's I just see every day how stupid people are and how deceived they are. Now, because of the fact that I'm a promoter, and I see the way they promote, I see all the buzzwords they use, and I see all the ways they demean and degrade everybody that is for the Lord, because we are not a religion. We're salvationists. Religion is of the devil, and salvation is of the Lord. Even the Jews need to be saved, because they're a religion, and they're not the right religion. I'm Jewish. But because they haven't accepted the Jewish Messiah. In the Old Testament, I've written a book, 333 prophecies from the Old Testament regarding the first coming of the Lord, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Tells the exact day he'd be born, the exact day he'd die, he'd be killed with nail-pierced hands and feet and pierced in the side, sold for 30 pieces of silver, that he would die for the sins of the world. And, I mean, there's just no disputing. If people would get their eyes into the Bible and start reading it, then they would not be able to swallow all this garbage, this propaganda, this filthy propaganda that the Vatican is putting, the Antichrist is putting out about the Jews and about true born-again Christians. There's no religion that is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. Religion didn't die on the cross and shed its blood for our sins. Mary didn't die on the cross and shed her blood for our sins. And if she did, it wouldn't work anyway. Only Jesus never committed one sin. He's the Messiah. He's actually God come in the flesh. And he never committed a sin, went to the cross and shed his blood to purchase us from under the penalty of the law. because everyone is under the penalty of the law. They're going to die and go to hell unless they come to Christ. And by his blood, he purchased us from having to pay the penalty for our Adamic sin that's on our soul. Whether we ever committed a sin in our life or not, it's for sure all our sinners because of Adam and Eve. We came out of Adam's loins, and Eve were both sinners, and so therefore everyone from them has the Adamic sin on their soul that needs to be erased. And only the blood of Jesus can erase all of the most vile, filthy sins that we've ever committed, so long, and the Spirit will enter into us and cause us, give us the power to be able to keep the commandments. Now, because I'm a promo expert, these guys are experts. I mean, they're really experts, and I see every move that they're making, and they know it. That's why they went from one radio station and TV station all over. They sent the FBI people and everything saying, don't say anything good or don't say anything bad about Tony Long, because if you do, we're going to take your FCC license away. And I know that they would, because my brother kept interviewing me. I'm not going to scare you.
But yeah, and so your story is interesting. From, you know, we covered how they railroaded you, tried to and sent you to jail unlawfully for 4 years, and you spread the word of God even while in prison. But your story about all these different stations and all the things that you've been through, the stations that cover you, the ones that are told to stay away from you, only shows me what really is going on. You've given me a tremendous amount of strength to continue, because I'll tell you what, I found that unless you start talking about the people that are not silencing this message, you will never get to the truth. And I think even the Bible wants people to come out and say, listen, let's not be frightened, and let's tell it the way it is. You know what? I've really gained a lot of strength. So let's go to Rita in Colorado. I've got a call, Rita. Are you on the line?
Yeah, hi.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know what I hear is that you're talking about the monolithic Church of Rome, you know, mm-hmm. and how that has strayed from the path. And it's actually, you know, you look at the Bible in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and it's actually, you know, we have two covenants in that same book. So what happens is, if they tried in like they did in Italy, they tried to make that the state religion for Rome. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is, then you lose that whole ideal, like we have for so long in America, where we had Jewish separate from Christianity, because it's just a different way of looking at things, you know?
Right. Do you have a question?
So what I see here, you know, and a lot of what we've got, and you can tie it to the immigration problem, because it's the Church of Rome is actually, you know, taking us down, trying to make Jew-Christian churches so that all these people from Mexico, well, that's what they want to have here when they come up. And so the border of New Mexico and Trinidad, I had dinner with a Jesuit priest here a year and mm-hmm. a half ago. And I told him, you know, these people, they don't understand this message. They don't understand what this symbol, the nativity scene is. And you cannot display the nativity to these people. And that year he didn't, and they put a display of the of a priest kneeling with a shepherd. But then 6 months later, lo and behold, all the Jesuits are out of town, and the men and the women are all out after 135 years in Trinidad. So I see, you know, that what Greg's talking about, the Black Pope, I can see that there is that sort.
Pastor Lama, do you have any comments?
Well, all I can say is, the one thing I can comment on what they said was that the Catholic Church never was the Church of the Lord. The first, this is a cult. It's the Antichrist, and it's been that way ever since the conception of it. And the Jews were the first Christians. Jesus is the world's greatest Jew, and the first believers were Jews. So, and now the Lord has come back to us, we choose, and, you know, people shouldn't try to teach us. You should learn from us, because we have an inroad to the Lord. The Bible even says that if the falling away from us brought an open door for the Gentiles to believe, then how much more will the receiving, when God receives us back, will we be to the entire world? Because there's going to be all these different Jews saved in these last days. And that we're going to be like 140 and 4,000 John the Baptist. We're making the way of the Lord straight. And everybody, it seems like there's so many people that think they know the Bible, and they're not even saved. They don't even go to church. They don't even read the Bible. And they just give their own opinions. And I don't understand what the caller is saying in regard to the immigration thing at all.
Well, it's because Jews are not Christians, Tony Alamo. And if you try to make us all Jews, we're not going to go around. We're not. That's America.
Wait a minute.
No,
you don't teach me. I'll teach you. This Jew is a Christian, okay? I'm a Jew. I'm a Christian, and Jesus was a Jew, and he is a Christian. And Peter, Matthew, Mark, and Peter and the Apostle Paul were all Jews, and they were all Christians, ma'am.
Right. Well, you can't say that bisexual whores are sires of angels. You know,
well, you're talking
that isn't our flock. We have a different flock, and we have a different covenant.
Well,
and we
Lord,
understand
I,
why there are I, different covenants, and it's always going to be that way. Always.
No, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I closed churches
saved.
In Europe, Tony Alamo. People in Europe are
saved.
Freer to know what the truth. They don't have this cult going around on both sides and
well,
telling
I think
people what's
if
going
I could,
on.
If I could say something, if I could say something, I think I'd like to keep it on track as far as we're both. I think both you and Pastor Alamo understand the Vatican's deceit in this whole war on freedom, no matter what country you're in. And I disagree with the caller, and I want to thank you for calling, and I'm going to move on. But I disagree
yeah.
with
I know,
the fact
I disagree
that,
with you. I'm a Christian. You're a Jew, okay? That's the way it is. There are different kind of people in the world.
Okay.
You're
you know, right. I, let's move on.
It's always going to be that way,
talking?
Greg. Jew boy.
What planet are you talking to us from? You know, you're like a space cadet.
Okay. And you know what? Here we go. It's the same rhetoric that we get a lot of times, Pastor Alamo. It's always the confusion. I really have always set ground rules on my show, and that is people can come on, but when it gets to arguing and name-calling and people talking over one another, then I just stop the call. But I do appreciate Rita's call anyway. What were you trying to say, Pastor? I couldn't explain what you why you think this guy was on cloud nine, so to speak.
Well,
are you there?
Because she's not addressing the point or the things that we're talking about, and everything that's going on in the world per se. And you know, those of us that are true born of the Spirit Christians we have to become Jews. If you're a Christian, a true Christian, then you are spiritual Israelites. In fact, the Lord calls his bride those of us who have become consecrated to him, that have been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, purchased by him, and filled with the Holy Spirit. And so therefore, we are become spiritual Israelites. Now, the Bible is full of this, and so that's how I know that the person that's calling, they're just talking because of maybe some Q Klux Klan meetings that they went to or some offshoot type place where they're teaching all this garbage to confuse them. I believe that she's a student of and she's saying she's a Christian and I'm a Jew. Well, she better become a Jew, a Christian Jew, because the Bible says not Israel is Israel, that the people that are of the Lord are, the born-again Christians are the true Christians. They're Jews. A Jew means a person that believes God. And she's saying, I believe in God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and I've laid my life on the line for for 42, almost 43 years, and I've won millions of souls to the Lord. And so if that isn't a Christian, I could guarantee you that that woman has never won a soul in her life. And this is the main thing that the Lord came into this world, was to save sinners, to make them spiritual Israelites, spiritual Jews. Because you read the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, it says, I'll show you the bride. We are the bride of Christ. I was just mentioning one of my messages for the flying saucers. Sue and I prayed that we would see flying saucers. And in the first chapter of Ezekiel, it talks about wheels within the wheel. Okay, that's Jesus is the center of the church, not the Pope.
Pastor, I need to take a break. Let's pick it up right there when we come back after this short message on the Investigative Journal.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat batch I laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pigpen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. My guest is Pastor Tony Alamo. And, Pastor, I cut you off there at the break. Did you want to finish your point that you were making?
I I can't even remember. I've got so much to say that I just I don't remember exactly what it is. If you refresh my mind, I'll sure finish it.
Well, you were saying about the wheel and God is the center of the wheel.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, it's in the first chapter of the book of Ezekiel. He talks about the flying saucers, and the people today are, and for the past 2 years have been talking a lot about it. When Sue and I were going to get married in Las Vegas, I was a new Christian, and she'd been saved for 25 years, and she says, it's pitch black out there. We're going through some weird road to get to Las Vegas, and she said, Tony, let's ask the Lord to see if there's such a thing as flying saucers, and if there is, show them to us. And so I thought, oh, I, you know, God's going to show us flying saucers. But anyways, we, while she was driving, I put my left hand in her right, and she said, Father, if there are flying saucers, show them to us. And I says, amen, you know, but I didn't believe, you know, that I just thought it was a foolish thing to ask the Lord. And so here they come. I'm one right after the other, and they were so precise and so fast. They were faster than lightning, and they were like fire, but they were like they weren't they were kind of like fog or something, but shaped like saucer, and they came right up to our windshield at the speed of lightning and just grazed it. I mean, if there's whiskers on the window, it would have taken them off. And there was a squadron of them. And so I always wondered, well, what is the point? Now, I know that flying saucers are, she told me that it was angels surveying the earth just before the Lord comes back to earth. And so the Lord gave me a revelation a few weeks ago telling me that this is symbolic, these saucers of the church. The church has to, we have to start living the church life. We can't be living religious lives. We have to be living the salvation life. And Christ is the wheel that's inside the wheel. In other words, the body of Christ is the outer part. Those are just symbolic of the church. And the head of the church, Christ, is the center. And then in the book of Revelation, it talks about the seven golden candlesticks, which are the seven churches of Asia. And then it talks about the Lord walking in the midst. So it's the same, it's like a symbol or a type or a figure of the church, the body of Christ. The body of Christ must make Christ its center. We have to have Christ as our center. He has to be living in all of us. And we have to be so together that we're like one flying saucer. That we move when the Lord moves, and that we swerve when the Lord swerves. And if we do, we're going to be the most precision body of Christ, because he's precision, he's exact, and he is legal. A lot of people said we don't like legalism, but it's a whole lot better than illegalism.
Pastor Lionel, we're going to take a short break, only a two-minute breaker, so you stay right there, catch your breath, 800-313-9443. We'll be back right after this short message.